Episode 933, How to Get to Where You Want to Go.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It's a brand new week, and I'm so excited that you're here. It's time to rise and shine. Stop putting your day off. No, come on. If you're not up and moving, jumping up and down, get up. It's time. You got to get your moving, grooving on. Come on. It's Mindset Monday, and I am absolutely I'm very excited about this episode. It's how to get to where you want to go. And this is, well, I got to say, God just kind of dropped the bricks and stopped. He did everything and said, you know what, Christiane, you're missing something. Here is something you need to share. It has touched me inside and out, and so now I want to share it with you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. The Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Now, if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode 932, you may not realize that we've been having some computer technical difficulties. I went through this, I think it was a couple years ago, during, you know, I was, you know, beginning to produce every single day, having an episode every single day. And so I am praying, Lord willing, we get through this episode, and I may not even have time to edit it just to get it published. So we'll see what happens. So pray with me because we all need an extra prayer. All right, so let's get down to business. You are on a mission in life, created on purpose for a purpose. So how to get to where you want to go then becomes your focus. And if you're not careful, you get lost. So let's dissect what you need to get you to where you're going. You have a dream. You have a vision. You believe God has given you this passion that keeps your heart pounding. You feel alive when you talk about it. You know, come on, you're smiling right now because you're already going there. Your mind has already transcended you to where you want to be, but you got to know how to get there so you can get to where you want to go. Now, with this dream, you have to figure out the roadmap, a plan of action. You need direction. You got to get your head in the game. Well, when reality hits, you're definitely in the game. I had to get my head in the game when my hubby and I decided God was telling us to move. It was a really tough, complicated decision. We went back and forth. I mean, we have moved many, many, many times. I mean, I've moved, okay, I cannot count on my hands and toes how many times I've moved. But now the kids are older. And so, you know, we've got a couple in college. One is just about ready to graduate from high school. It's not just that they're little things and they think they're just seeing a new park. It's not that easy anymore. So we prayed about it. We went back and forth. We're like, okay, you know, what are we supposed to do, Lord? Show us. Decision made, commitment made, now the plan. Yeah, we decided it was time to move. God said, yeah, it's time to pick up right here where you are, and it's time to make your home elsewhere. So what do we need to do? What's the plan? Well, we have to sell our home, right? We've got a home here. And no, I can't have two homes. I mean, some of people are really blessed to be able to have two homes, not our family. So, you know, and that's okay, not a big deal, but we have to sell this house. So what happens? We start the checklist, right? We got to find the realtor. We have to know what to clean in the house, what to fix, you know, that you've been putting off. You know what you need to fix. You just haven't done it yet. What to prep for when it comes to a showing. You get that phone call. Hey, somebody's interested in your house. Well, what do you need to do before you leave so they can show the house? Finally, finally, you get it all done. And then the big question, how am I going to sell this house? How am I going to sell the house? How am I going to get someone to come up and buy my house? My husband says it every single day. You know, he's not here. He's already moved down south. We're hoping to fly south too, way before winter hits. We'll see. God's got that under control. I don't yet. You'll hear in this story how I thought I was totally in control. I mean, come on. I got the what to clean, what to fix, what to prep, but how to sell? You get to the point where you try to make it happen. You get so focused on making this work. How can I make it all come together? You know, you're trying to connect all the dots all by yourself. What am I missing? Well, you had a dream. You had a vision. You had a passion that made you feel alive. But you got lost. Have you ever felt lost? Feeling like you're trying to hold everything together, but between the responsibilities of home, your marriage, your own job, and now you're sitting here with this dream, this vision that you believe God has given to you and has blessed you with, and you're like, I don't know what to do with it. I mean, I know a move, some of you don't think it's a God dream necessarily. It's not necessarily a dream, but it's a direction that he wants us to go. And so in order to go that way, we got to sell the house, right? So that's where we are. Where are you? What's kind of, you know, hanging out there in midair? What are you juggling? How are you trying to connect all these dots? You see, we're missing out on something. We got to focus on the what and let God take care of the how. The KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, what before how. You see, this house of ours, I love our house, by the way, where we are now. I can't wait to find a new house, a house that we haven't been in. Doesn't have to be brand new, just a house we haven't been in to call it our new home. But the thing is we've got to be able to gift this to someone. And that's very exciting. And I feel like, you know, I've checked everything off. I've got all the what's. And I'm sitting here crying out to God, Lord, why is it not working? You know, how come somebody won't come up? I mean, we've had showings, everything. This house is basically like it's brand new. In fact, it's better than brand new because we fixed what wasn't fixed before. You know, yeah, we're the second owners of the home. And so the thing is, when you have a house built, if it's brand new, there's always quirks. In any house that you buy, there's quirks. And sometimes those quirks don't come after and they're not discovered until like 2, 3, 4, 5 years later. Well, we came into it when, yeah, those years hit. And we fixed things that should have already been fixed the first year it was built. In fact, even before it was owned. But that didn't matter. It's ours now, so we take care of it because it's God's gift to us here. It's a roof over our head. It's our shelter, so we don't take that lightly. But I'm like, Lord, what is it? What am I missing? Come on, you're telling us we're supposed to move. We've committed. You haven't closed any doors. But the house still has a sign out for sale. Does your dream have a sign out that says, for sale? Maybe you have forgotten what's in between. You're trying to do everything yourself. You think you've got all the what's mastered, and now you're working on how. How can I make this all come together? The thing is we have to do and take care of the what before the how. The what is to be ready. The how is God's specialty. It's what he does. So what are you trying to do in your life with your dream, with your vision, with your passion? What's driving you right now? Do you have direction? Or maybe you're just kind of wandering right now. That's okay. You got to know where you're at, where you're starting, because you're at a starting point. You were at a starting point yesterday. You could still be at the same place, or maybe you detoured a little bit. You know, maybe today, oh, wow, between yesterday and today, ooh, you've had major explosion, woo. And now you're just kind of like, I am going nowhere fast. The what before how. What before how. It's an amazing principle. One I learned from Andy Stanley. And it's one that I now actually have a post-it in my bathroom and on my mirror. It's part of my day-to-days now because I want a sold sign, but that sold sign is going to come from God himself. He's got to take care of the how. He's telling me I got the what. Am I doing the what? So let's break down what it looks like, okay? So number one, win with one. Isn't that crazy? Win with one. It's number one. Win with one. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's the one step. It could be a little micro step, a baby step. Maybe you're trying to lose weight. You know what that next step may be? Your next workout. That's it. And then after that workout, then it's, what am I going to eat? And then after that, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting that craving that I normally do at kind of mid-morning, and it's making me feel comfortable. Well, what do? That's your next what? Win with one. It's just the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's not trying to look at what you need to do between right this second and 90 days from now, because that can be very overwhelming. And you may want to run and hide, especially if you kind of done it and you're like, man, I made it 6 days and whew, I failed. Now I'm on day two and I don't even feel like I want to get out of bed. It's just the next step. Win with one. Number two, H, honest gratitude to stay humble. Honest gratitude. You see, I say honest on purpose. We kind of stretch our gratitude. Sometimes we balloon it up. We try to make things like, yeah, I really am so grateful for this opportunity. It's awesome. And you hear the sarcasm in my voice? If not, I'm telling you I'm being sarcastic. It's just that, no, it's not working because you're trying to blow it up. And guess who sees right through that? God does. So you have to have honest gratitude. That's what keeps you humble. Yeah, I could have said, you know, be humble. H for humble. No, it's not humility. You got to have honest gratitude. That's what keeps you humble. And it keeps you grounded too. We all got to stay grounded, grounded to God. Which leads me to number three, A, align with God. Stay close to Him. You know, you get this dream, you get this vision, you get all these checklists done, right? I've got them all done. My house is clean. It's ready for the showings. I get the call. Oh, man, I can get a house ready in like under 2 hours. Okay, it's a big house and there's a lot of carpet to vacuum. And I want to have it vacuumed every single time. And then I clean the hardwoods. So, you know, the hardwood floors, that takes some time too. So that's why, you know, at least 2 hours. Anyway, there's a lot of scrubbing, but we get it down to almost a science. And I'm like, yes, I got it. I got this. And I'm like, why isn't my house sold? Come on, let's go. Let's figure out this how. How am I going to get it sold? How should I market it better? How can I drag that one person in here that was in here and came twice and make him sign a contract and say, come on, what is it that you don't like about this house? Where are you? But you know what? It's not about me. Align with God. He says, I want you to walk with me. Align with me. You take care of the what and I get the how. You're a team effort here. Are you trying to connect the dots and do everything by yourself? Yeah, that control factor. I know I'm a big, big, big fan of control. Okay, I'm not a fan of it anymore. But I like control. We all do. Admit it. And if you haven't admitted it, too bad, I'm admitting it for you. We all like control. It's our ego. It's built in to the human being. That's why it's so amazing when we relinquish it to God and align with Him. A, align with God. Stay close to Him. Let Him lift the heavy load while you take what you need to do, what He gives you, each single door, that one step, right? Win with one. Honest gratitude. Lord, thank you so much that you gave me this next step. What did I do this weekend? I cleaned my house. Why? Because my what is to be ready. He can't give me the how until I'm ready. And that means I always have to be ready. So that means I'm always taking that next step because I never know when the how is going to come to completion, but God does. You get the what, He gets the how. And number four, T, take aim. I love this one. Take aim. That means what? Action. You got to have the action to ignite motivation. He requires you to take your action, not His action. That means you got the what. And He says, yeah, baby, I got the how. We got to let God work in his specialty instead of trying to control it all. Yes, we're very blessed here. We're very blessed to be able to worship a God that loves us. No strings attached. Why do we make our love for him with strings attached? Lord, if you just fulfill this for me, then I will. Mm-mm. That's not how he works. You are doing what you know now while God takes care of the how. What do you know now that you can be doing to take that next step to win with one? When was the last time that you had gratitude for where you are right now, this immediate second in your life? Maybe you're 40 pounds still overweight from where you want to be. You know what? Are you breathing? Be thankful. Because there are a lot of people filling hospital beds right now that are suffering more than you. You're still up and moving. You can provide for your family. You can love on your kids. Be grateful. Align with God. When was the last time you prayed to him and said, Lord, we're a team. I know I kind of get a little feisty and I want that control, but Lord, I'm here. Just kind of correct me. Pull me closer to you. Pull me closer to you. That's ultimately what he wants, right? Did you listen to episode 932? How big is your faith? Go back and listen to that. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Dependency is where God's got it. This what before how all brings it together. It's a principle that you cannot just sit here and discard. You got to say, I'm willing to do this. I have been willing to do this. I have made it a part of my language. And the text that I've been sending my husband and talking to my mom and discussing things with my children, with my neighbors, with my clients. It's something that's important because we forget this. We try to separate ourselves. God does not want us separated. He wants us united. Create your now, unite. Create your now takes care of the what, while God takes care of the how. You want some help with this? I would love to come beside you. Click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin the conversation. It's my free gift to you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Just click on that link, Take Aim. It's very easy. Fill out a form, and you will be hearing from me. We'll get you scheduled. And yes, sometimes things get a little crazy. So number one, make sure you check your spam folder. Number two, be extra patient with me right now. Things have been a little bit crazy. But I promise you, you will hear from me because everything comes directly to me. It doesn't go to some person or anything. I get the email. Nobody else reads these. I take this very seriously. You matter. So if you want some help, click on the link. I don't know what you're facing right now with your dream or your vision. You know, maybe in business, you know what you need to do, but you're wondering how you're going to get the funding. Give it to God. Say, Lord, guess what? I realize that I need to concentrate on the what's, you know, my next steps. What's right here? The next thing. I need to be grateful for where I'm at. And I'll wait in due time for your how. Because I know, Lord, you've promised me that you will show up. He won't disappoint you. In fact, he'll bless you beyond anything you can imagine. Go out and have an incredible week. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.